Well, wouldn't that just make sense right off the bat for it to be, I don't know, the right microphone settings? Jesus Christ. Okay, now I'm in.
You take a model, man.
And I think it's Windows 10, too. I can't believe I had to update everything.
And put them in control.
How horrendous. Ugh.
Watch him become a god.
What's up, nerds?
Watch people's heads a roll.
Hopefully that's working. I don't know. Badass, dude. Killer. Megadeth. Killer. Sick.
It's metal brain corrodes.
Ah, brother.
You try to take us balls. Before the head explodes.
Yes, this is what I'm doing now. Alrighty, boys. Alrighty, check it out. We're back, brother. I'm like spun out. I'm spun out 1,000 times. Smash mode. I like that guy's fighting people. I think that's awesome. I think that's probably the coolest thing Smash Mouth has done in the last 20 years. Is him going on a racist tirade. That's what I've heard. Zig Halen using racial slurs, possibly homophobic slurs. Oh, God, yes. God bless Guy Fieri. Fieri? There's only one true Fieri, and he died 90 years ago? 80 years ago? I don't know. He died in a Berlin bunker. Oh man, I can't believe I got fired after 3 weeks for doing overnights. I can't believe that. I'm shocked. That's why you guys haven't heard me. That's why I've been MIA in the last little bit. I'm still doing the Sault Ste. Marie show. But just for fun, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna play one of my regular late night show, like, because I was just straight up being nighttime DJ for a radio station that no one cares about, which is awesome. I think it's badass. I was really happy for those 3 weeks. I thought it was cool as hell. I got to learn about the community. But apparently you're not allowed to talk over songs. Apparently they frown upon that. They don't like it. I don't understand. I think it's groundbreaking talking over. So it was horrible. They would want me to play, okay. I love Judas Priest, but I mean, come on, dude. heard this song 1,000 times. I'm sorry. I've heard this song 1,000 times. I think it's badass that they want me to play it. But I mean, I've heard this song 1,000 times. It's badass. I don't know. What else you got? Bark at the Moon? Hey. Hey, it's Bark at the Moon, man. I haven't heard this song in 3 minutes. See, I had a bad habit of that. I mean, it was cool. It was awesome. Playing Ozzy, playing Judas Priest is sick. I'm not going to deny myself that. But I mean, come on, dude. They wouldn't let me play Motorhead, which was weird. Which was a whole big weird thing, because that's all I wanted to play. I just wanted to play Motorhead, but they did not have that as an option. It's alright. Yeah, it's not really. See, I wanted my music show to start off like this. That would be like my signature, is starting off with a Motorhead song. I thought that was badass, but I couldn't do it. Oh, sorry, I have to interrupt Lemmy. We have breaking news. The View has a gay opinion on Jonah Hill, who's also very gay. Weight has been talked about as much as his movies, and he wants... Jonah Hill looks like he could be on The View. Stop
it. In an Instagram post to his followers, he wrote, quote, "I know you mean well, but I kindly ask that you not comment on my body, good or bad. I want to politely let you know it's not helpful and doesn't feel good."
Oh, here, I got a sound drop for that. It's a nice thing. Yeah. I got a sound drop. Sharon Stone did not get that. Thank you. Something.
And she left a comment on that very post asking, "Can I say you look good? Because you do."
So. Ugh. Ugh.
This didn't go over well with his fans, because she obviously...
How's The View still a thing?
What he's trying to say. Right. Don't talk.
Who
about
watches
my
this?
Body, good or bad?
Who yeah. watches it's this? Clear. I just wanted to call Jonah Hill a fag.
He's a fag.
That's all I wanted.
I am very sensitive to Jonah Hill, and I hope that people will honor
him. Oh yes,
I will.
Sherry
I think it's
Shepherd.
Going to be very hard to ask everybody to do that, because
another fat cunt can relate to another fat cunt. In fact, I can relate to all three of these people.
Is obsessed with weight loss. Weight loss is, y'all remember when Oprah drugged that daggone red thing out with all of the fat in the thing? And black people, y'all remember Luther Vandross? You like,
yo, black people. Yo, black people, you remember when they put Whitey on the moon? And my aunt Brenda done got bit by a rat? But Whitey on the moon? You remember that, black people? The rent's so damn high, but Whitey on the moon?
Like big
I remember
Luther
that.
Vandross, you like skinny Luther Vandross. Yeah. It is a big deal. People are obsessed with it, and it's a big business, because you had an endorsement with Jenny Craig.
Yes, I
got
did.
An endorsement with Healthy Weight.
I made money.
People, my first swimsuit cover.
I'd just
cover
like to say, if Jenny Craig was, wants to pay me more money, I'll do it again.
You lose
it.
I got a swimsuit cover. Remember when I did my swimsuit cover on OK Magazine and I was on The View?
Who buys magazines? Who buys magazines? And why would you ever want to buy... Oh, this is really funny, actually. They have the magazine up with Sherry Shepherd. And it says, 50 cents less than US Weekly. Ah, I wonder why.
Eating all the lasagna, they do it when I lost weight.
Okay, well, is that you in the bottom right there?
No, that was me in the swimsuit. Who was the one in the other picture?
I know that. I know that. But there was another picture.
In the bottom right?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Joy Behar can't tell her. Joy Behar can't tell her black women apart.
Let me say this.
God.
It's a different black woman, I think.
Well, it has the same hair.
We got the same hair.
Right. Okay. Guys, I get a lot of this on social media.
They got caught in a racism.
I've gotten it, you know, since the moment I started getting on national TV. So let me just give some unsolicited.
Thank you, Anna Navarro.
If you don't want people to comment on the way you look,
thank you.
The last thing you should do is tell people.
Wait, what was I doing before this? Oh, yeah.
Because the moment that you don't. I've been a son of my life.
Millionaire now. Talk shit, I can have you killed. So go ahead, cuz. We gangbang over here. Fuck your whole country, pussy. I'll shoot your mom in the face and piss on her grave, nigga. Whatever, yo. Miss me with the dumb shit, cuz. I gotta make money. Deuces. Block.
Fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
Yo. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on trying to be like somebody.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Mashuga, mashuga, crazy kosher bagels. Mashuga, mashuga, crazy kosher bagels. Mashuga, mashuga, crazy kosher bagels. Mashuga, mashuga, crazy.
Alrighty, guys, I'm back. I'm too buzzed, brother. I'm too buzzed. I'm playing the classics. Good time. Oh boy, yeah. So I was fired after 3 weeks for doing overnights. You know, talking over records and you know, whatever. I thought it was cool. You know, I'm a little bummed out. I'll be honest with you. I was having fun talking to people across the border, but sometimes, you know, much like everything nice in life, anything fun eventually ends. And it's mostly my fault. What can I say?
C-A-N-A-D-A.
I haven't...
Tell me, what's a Douglas fir?
I haven't lived my life C-A-N-A-D-A. Like Jonah Hill.
Bet you never heard a bobcat fur. C-A-N-A-D-A. Have you ever seen a lobster crawl?
What am I going on about?
In Canada, we get to see them all.
Oh, yeah. We get to see cool, thank you. Thank you, Stompin' Tom. That's really cool. Yeah, so check it out. I'm honest with you guys most of the time. I'm cranked out on off these mushrooms, dog. It's been a very long time since the hexagons attacked me, and I lost my pants that I've been this baked off of mushrooms. You know, I had to take a break there, but I said, you know what? Screw it, dude. I got one show left. I got one show left out in, you know, the great beyond, the great desert country, Art Bell's country, Art Bell's hood. And I'm like, why shouldn't I have fun on the last show? I screwed everything up anyway. I said, why shouldn't I just get just baked off of mushrooms that are legal and prescribed to me because I'm fat? Because you can do that in Canada. And I said, you know, screw it. How I'm going to end out my Texas legacy. This is how I'm ending my Texas legacy. In the middle of the high desert. Going out like many Southwestern heroes. On psychedelics. And just rolling with it. Is that not the American dream? Am I not living it right now? I think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I do apologize for talking over records. It was immature of me. And irresponsible. And I'm so sorry that I couldn't play. Listen, we all know Copperhead Road, excellent song. Copperhead Road is an excellent song. But you guys would make me play it every day. Every day. I would play Copperhead Road. This song at least twice a night, and I wasn't supposed to say anything. How? You're making this really difficult on me, brother. My name's John Lee Pettymore, same as my daddy and his daddy before. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a white trash national anthem, brother. All the way from Alabama to New Mexico, Texas, I don't know. Us white folk are all the same.
Same as my daddy and his daddy before.
Stand up. For the white national anthem.
I never saw granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast.
You know what? I'm actually happy that John Lee Pettymore, doesn't he either die or get arrested? Because he deserved it. He was making moonshine. They were selling, smuggling moonshine. Who knows what else they were doing? Yeah, good. Good. They're criminals. They don't deserve it. Screw these guys. And he bought... Okay, listen. His dad bought a big black Dodge. And he bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Yeah, think about that, brother. Think about that. Masons? Ugh. I don't trust men who hang out in robes. It's just something... Something about robe wearing, it just doesn't, you know, if you're hanging out with the dudes, you're wearing jeans. You're wearing jeans or a sturdy pair of trousers. None of these robes. Sweatpants, ugh.
a can of sugar painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside.
Wow.
Him and my uncle toilet engine.
Dude, shut up. I don't care about the history of this retarded Dodge. Wow, sounded really cool, man. Can't wait till the DA comes and has a chopper in the edge. In the edge, in the air. God. That's that, got those desert winds in my head or something. I don't know.
He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Very cool. Very cool. Ugh. How many people have overdosed accidentally on fentanyl while sniffing opiates in a biker bar to this song? Serious question, how many?
My birthday. They draft the white trash first class beer away.
Yeah, do I get it? You done two tour duties in Vietnam. Cool. Very cool. And now you're doing cocaine, man. Or selling weed? That's illegal, pal. Better be weed. Oh, he takes a seed and then he plants it down Copperhead Road. I see. Yeah, okay, good. Good. I hope he's not implying that he killed all those feds. Because that's seriously, that's what I'm getting from this song. I think he killed all those feds. I don't know if I like that. I don't know if that's a responsible message. It's like, seriously. I'm not about killing feds. No one is. That's dude. That guy got, he got what he deserved. He got what he deserved, dude. What a stupid song do they like me playing? It was so bad. It was like, I don't know. What else is on my list here? Oh, clearly, how could I forget, even on mushrooms, how could I forget this fantastic song? Classic. God. Just garbage. Oh, dude. You guys hear the new Steppenwolf song? I'm 75 years old, and I've been an alcoholic for 47 years. And this is the first time I ever heard this song. God. I like to dream that Steppenwolf... I hope he's in the ground. I hope he's in the morgue. Ugh, get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, classic with that. And then we had a mix of... GTA San Andreas soundtrack? The classics. Maybe I just wanna... You know what? Screw it, dog. I'm gonna roll. No, you know what? Screw this, dude. I'm gonna play something that you guys don't want me to play. Who cares? Who cares? All right now? Okay, I get it. I get it. Cool. Fire and water. Really badass. Who cares? Who cares? This song I'm dedicating to the true world leader, President Xi, from the glorious Republic of China, brother. I gotta grab my vape pen, dog. I'll be straight up with you. I don't care. Screw it, dog. Here's a song from what people say is Guns N' Roses' worst album, and they're probably right. I don't care. Suck it. Oh man, I goofed up big time. I goofed up big time. How do I stop this? How do I stop this? Whoa, dude. Hey, you there? Is this working? Thank God, dude. Oh my God. How do I get this off of here? Thank goodness this is my last one. Let's see. Da-da-da. Yo, 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 check it out. Everything's all good? You there?
Yeah.
Every time my settings reset, and this is the last show, by the way, so check it out. We got Slab here. We got Slab here. He's checking in. All the way from Riot City, Alberta. Is that adequate? I don't know. I'm playing Guns N' Roses. I don't really want to play this song. Yo, so check it out. Let me give you the update. Let me give you the update why I've been quiet the last 3 weeks, okay?
Okay.
So, I was busy doing a late night show. It was just straight DJing. It was about as regular radio as I can get. As regular schmucky radio, you know, playing Magic Carpet Ride, playing Heart Barracuda, you know, the classics, right? You familiar? So, they were mad at me because I kept talking over music, and apparently that was not good enough. Apparently that's not something you're supposed to do. So, I was only on the air for 3 weeks. I got paid for 3 weeks, and this is my last show, brother. As a late night radio man, well, not as a late night radio man, I still got Ontario, but... as a regular disc jockey, as they say. Someone just sent me a text message, and they said, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Whatever, I don't care. I'm on mushrooms, baby. It's a staple of the show. It's also a staple of the show to have people with horrible connections.
Hey, can you hear me now? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Slab.
Sorry, buddy.
Did the ghost of Carl Schwab take over your phone line?
No, man. I was waiting for the bus here.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Waiting for the bus. Hell yeah. What are you up to, dog?
Just hanging at my buddy's house, listening to some music. Getting ready to play Dustin's birthday, man.
Oh, hell yeah. The big how's that boy doing? How's Riot City Dustin doing?
He's good, man. He's turning 30.
Wow.
And, yeah, I don't think he's been, he's looking, I don't think he's looked more like an alcoholic in his life.
Has Riot City gotten that Jewish money yet? Have they gotten Jewish money yet? Have you guys gotten Jewish money yet?
No, not yet. I don't think so.
No Israeli funds? I thought you had a big stop in Israel. Jerusalem.
Oh, I'm not in that band, but fucking.
I might as well be, dog.
I don't think that they're going to Jerusalem.
That's what I heard. I heard they had a big Jerusalem show.
Not to my knowledge, but
I heard Dustin was going to touch that wall. Was going to pee on that wall. That's the rumor I heard. That's the Riot City rumor I heard. The Riot City rumor was Dustin from Riot City, great man, and that other fellow, Ryan, he's a great man too. You know, Ryan.
Ryan who?
Ryan, you know, that guy.
Okay.
Oh man, he's a cool guy. Why am I flipping out? I talk to him all the time. He's a nice man. Why do I always forget his name? He has a very nice wife too. Very, very nice people. They're very nice people, and the Carl Schwab mushroom demon is making me forget his name. God damn it, dude! Mm. And now you're making me feel like a dick.
God, I don't know Ryan, man. I'm fucking...
Dude, my boy Jordan. I always forget his name. I don't know why I forget his name when I'm on mushrooms all the time. How embarrassing. That's... He's a very nice man. I got
so just psilocybin all day, man.
Dude, that's what happens, like you said. Like I said. You take the psilocybin drip. And you start getting those Carl Schwab visions. And sometimes the Carl Schwab visions, you know, just make you forget things. Make you forget certain things celebrities did that you're aware of.
And then like Weinstein.
Yeah, that's a Carl Schwab vision right there, dude. That's a psilocybin-based Carl Schwab vision.
That might be a Mandela effect, man.
That's a Mandela effect all day.
Damn.
You know, apparently Nelson Mandela wasn't... I'm supposed to be playing music right now, too. That's the funniest thing. I'm talking to a dude who's waiting for a bus outside of a...
I'm on the bus now.
Oh, perfect. You're on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be playing music right now. It's awesome. I don't even care.
My last day...
I'm getting paid right now, brother.
Fucking throw on a screwdriver, man. I don't like you.
Oh, I'm going to play Stink Fist, brother.
I ain't play it up.
I'm gonna play Stink Fist. Nah, screw that, dog. Hey, this is a no Stink Fist radio show, dude. This is Rock of the West, baby. That's such an awful show. Have you ever heard of that show?
Sounds like it's from fucking Billings, Montana.
No, that's a Red Deer, Alberta show. Alberta night DJ.
Red Deer is like somebody got tired on their way to fucking Edmonton and just set up post.
They're just like, this is where we live now. We're
good.
I don't know anyone who's actually ever like stopped and stayed in Red Deer. I just know people who have driven through it. I don't know literally no one who stopped there for a night or even the day.
Yeah, and since the highway like literally goes through it, you have no choice. You have to endure at least 5-10 minutes of Red Deer.
I mean, your options are, like, literally, it's what, Edmonton, and then it's BC, so it's like, where would you rather be? Probably in BC. Edmonton sucks.
Edmonton does suck. Red Deer is somehow worse, because it's, like, less, landscape. It's fucking nothing there, man. Shit.
Oh, you get Fentanyl City. Calgary. Fentanyl City, dude. Where's that? Where's Fentanyl City?
I wouldn't even know. I don't know. I fucking thought for a while they're everywhere was Fentanyl City, buddy.
That's true. No, Grand Prairie. No, Battleford or Grand Prairie?
Lethbridge, bro.
Oh, dude. I think of Tony Hawk when I think of Lethbridge.
Ugh.
You think of Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk, yeah, dude. Tony Hawk is a wicked, sweet Lethbridge video, dog. He does some ollies, dude. Some 720s, man.
Lethbridge, dude?
Yeah, dude. The Lethbridge Tony Hawk vids.
Sounds fucked.
Classic.
He's skating into or against the wind. Or with or against the wind, man. Wind's always fucking blowing there.
What a garbage province.
Yeah, it's a shit city, buddy. Fucking garbage.
Oh, man, I want to move to... See, this is the plan, so...
It's on the fucking number 2 highway, I think, so shitty.
Oh, and by the way, what I learned... Can I tell you something sick that I learned? About being in the 3 a.m. time slot?
You got fucking tremendous delirium?
I can get away with some of those F-bombs. I only have to beep some of them.
Oh, shit, I mean, dang, I'm throwing them out, man. My bad.
Oh, that's all right, brother. I didn't have to beep every single F-bomb.
I'll turn them to heckins and,
Yeah, please. Dang. Please, you're talking to a radio show on a public bus.
Hey, at least I didn't throw out anything else, you know. God dang it.
Yeah, we're always one N-word away from, losing everything.
There's something that are seemingly worse now.
Phew, what's worse than the N-bomb?
Oh, the old F-guy.
F-guy. I gotcha. I'm supposed to be playing music, brother, and I really don't want to.
Well, that one then. If you are gonna play something, play Magic Carpet Ride.
Dude, cool. I just finished playing Magic. I got it tuned up right here, brother. God, I was just talking about how I wish. Okay, they're dead, right? Steppenwolf is dead, right?
I don't know. I've never seen him at any old casinos, so I think so.
Okay, good. They would be casino band, yeah.
Yeah, like Nazareth, April Wine.
Oh man, I was living
like Streetheart,
on. Oh.
Pins.
Dude, I was living, to give you an idea, I was living on top of this really crappy dive bar in this tiny little one-bedroom apartment kind of studio thing.
Nice.
And Nazareth is so bad that they've played there like 7 times.
Dude, the singer has like weird sharpened goblin teeth, man. He looks like the President's Choice brand of Ryan Johnson.
He definitely has a Carl Schwab thing. He definitely took a trip to Palestine. No, Israel. One of the two.
Oh, buddy, that guy Schwabs them.
That guy Schwabbed the hell out.
That guy waited in line for fucking 8 hours to get Schwartz in Montreal, man.
The guy from Nazareth?
I don't know. That's just a schmuck move. I go to Montreal, wait in line for a Montreal smoked meat sandwich for 8 hours. At least four, man. Yeah, give it a go, man. There's a smoked meat place across the street. Dead.
God. Montreal's another city too that you just that's a city you don't want to live in, but it's excellent for the weekend. For like four or five days.
You don't even have to know the language, man. Just
oh. That's horrible.
Point and watch them roll their eyes.
Or it's Montreal is Horror City, and yeah, I mean that's really it. It's Horror City.
Well, you know the band Satan, right?
Huh?
The band Satan?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, anyway, they're an old British band, and the one guitar player has seen him outside of a brothel. He's like surrounded by three chicks, just like grinning. I'm like, whoa. But he's Russ Tippins, man. He's having a good time.
Damn. Well, you know what? Sounds good.
His eyes floating around while he was almost unable to keep them open on the floor. I'm like, damn, this guy is wasted.
Dude, well, wasted. I mean, at least he's having fun for being 104.
Yeah, he is. He didn't seem that old. He seemed pretty young and chipper. I think he was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's hanging out at a Montreal brothel.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
HIV City, baby. Horror City, HIV City.
Do they have that? HI?
I don't know. Crab City?
Yeah, maybe I could see, like, from chlamydia maybe being a big thing.
I think crabs. I've heard crabs. I've heard Montreal's a big crab city, if we're being for real. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely chlamydia, no good.
No, you experienced?
Yeah, I think we talked about it one time, but yeah, no good.
No good?
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't recommend it.
Is that the one where it's green, where the discharge is green?
No, that's gonorrhea.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little cloudy and itchy. It's bullshit.
Oh, phew. Brutal. Yeah,
that was the first Tinder time, man. That was our first fucking.
Oh, that's when you hooked up with the chick with the and you had milk crate broad.
Yeah, milk crate seats, bro.
Milk. You know the girl has chlamydia, and she's hooking up with you, and all you got is milk crates.
I should have. Well, there was like a sign before that when she was buying beers, Carling Black Label. I should have known.
Oh man, she sounds Not to be prejudiced, but she sounds like of a certain race.
No.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was a regular old.
Because black.
She just had daddy problems or something.
Black Label's a real like Indian chicks like that. Is that the proper way? Sorry, First Nations. I'm on the Salish. I'm sorry. I'm doing this radio show from the Salish tribe. Land something? I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. They're gonna love that.
The Salish people. I think I made a joke a couple weeks ago where I said my people made a very long journey across the Melaqua River all the way to the 7-Eleven liquor store many moons ago.
Yeah,
that played over well.
Try to avoid interactions with as many Native people as possible.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how deep we want to get into this, but yeah, many moons ago, things happened and whatever. I'm just saying, dude, if your civilization was so great, why didn't you guys invent a wheel? That's all I'm saying. They didn't have wheels, dude. How cool could they have been?
I'm sure they probably drew circles and they knew what a wheel was, man.
No, brother. They didn't have the wheel. They didn't even have horses.
They didn't have no horses?
They didn't have horses, man. The Spanish gave them horses.
Holy shit.
They had no idea. They were not wheeling, brother. They were hauling. They were hauling and not wheeling, dude.
Holy fuck. Hauling.
Yeah.
Just back hauling, eh?
Just straight up hauling.
Man, I gotta say, I hate seeing human feces on the street. God damn.
Oh, did you just see some human feces? Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, I see it often enough, man. And of varying... oh my god, this one's on the wall. Oh, there's two SWAT spots.
Oh.
Anyway, it's like varying degrees of consistency and colors. It's really alarming for some of these people.
Big city living, brother.
Yeah, so good.
It's badass.
Yeah, it is.
Poop
badass
on the wall.
Over the windows.
It's like you're living in Silicon Valley, brother.
Except for less valley, more poop.
I don't know. That's gross.
I just seen it and it blew me away. Thank God.
That's all right.
Thank God for the, you know.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God for God's chosen people. Okay. I gotta go. I gotta play some songs. I'm playing Nazareth. Screw it, dude.
Do it, man.
I'm playing it right now. There's nothing you can do about it, brother. This song sucks. This guy's gonna die of alcohol poisoning. Oh man, I can't believe I have to wrap up the show, brother. I don't want to. I don't even want to finish playing Nazareth Hair of a Dog. Ugh. God, screw that. It all sucks. Radio's garbage, dude. Wouldn't you agree? Man waiting for a bus? Talking to a radio show? In Texas? Dude's probably getting stabbed to death right now. That's what it sounds like. Each thud is a knife going into his chest. Yeah. That's badass. Anyway, guys, so check it out. You can check me out, thoughtcrimes.ca, Jack Klassen and Show Radio Network. Just Google it. Thoughtcrimes.ca. I'm going to have my own. I'm going to have my own online radio station. Screw that. I'm going to put that stuff up again. We'll do a bunch of shows and stuff. I don't care about this anymore. You guys won. You guys won, brother. You can replace me with some other dude. Some other dude who cares. That's the way I'm rolling. I'm rolling out with Round and Round, Rat. Suck it, nerds. You can play whatever you want after this, dude. I don't care. Thoughtcrimes.ca, Jack Klassen Show Radio Network. I'm on mushrooms, brother. I'm playing Rat. I hope everyone loves Rat. What a retarded way to end my radio DJ career as a late night DJ. Ridiculous. Badass. Badass, brother. We're done. We're done. We'll see ya. Thoughtcrimes.ca, Google, Jack Klassen, Show Radio Network for everyone. Yeah. We'll see you later, America. Oh boy. What a year.